UMass will spend an estimated $2 million over the next 3 years to improve security in the residence halls on the flagship campus, as recommended by the 214-page report. UMass Amherst Police Chief John Horvath said there will be new guest registration procedures, changes to the physical layout of residence halls, fixes to problems with doors, alarms, and access cards.
I think it definitely shined a spotlight on areas that are important for us to focus on.
The study conducted by Business Protection Specialists of Canandaigua, New York, made 87 recommendations. Some immediate changes were made before students arrived back on campus this fall. The report was commissioned following the alleged October 2012 rape of a student in the victim's residence hall. The four men charged in the case were not UMass students. Authorities said three of the four had been logged in as visitors by a student who was not the alleged victim. One major change will be to implement an automated system replacing a paper sign-in sheet to keep better track of visitors to the 51 residence halls on the campus.
And we're going to look to take an intelligent approach as to where we first implement it. Obviously, some of our busier residence halls or areas or residence halls where we've had more issues than others will be areas that we'll look to implement them in first to maintain stability. It's important for us in the areas of high traffic.
The report lauded the overall state of security on the campus, noting the practice of keeping residence halls locked continuously, replacing keys with an all-electronic access system, security staffing on a part-time basis in the residence halls, and the installation of more than 1,000 surveillance cameras on campus, including 389 in the residence halls.
Thankfully, there's no high-level crime issues taking place here. We have from time and again, you know, a serious incident or a serious crime, but they're few and far between. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things within our residence halls and making these security upgrades are really to minimize the opportunity for any of those things to take place. We owe it to our students and their families.
UMass Amherst Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Anko Gailey said officials will act carefully to implement the recommendations that will impact 13,000 students living on the campus.
We have to move methodically through these recommendations and you know, review our policies, weighing a lot of different interests, including the rights of our students.
The recommendations include banning alcohol in all residence halls that house freshmen and students under the age of 21. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.